Ukraine security issue.
By May 13th, the 79th day of Ukraine's heroic fight against Russian invaders, the Ukrainian defenders had liquidated almost 27,000 Russian troops and about 8,000 pieces of their hardware and equipment, including more than 360 fixed and rotary wing aircraft. Nevertheless, the enemy forces continue to press on with their attacks along the entire front line. Besides, they are actively using supersonic sea-based cruise missiles, launching between 10 and 14 a day. Most of them target civilian infrastructure facilities. On Thursday, 12 such missiles were launched at the city of Kremenchuk, Poltava region. The Ukrainian air defense shot several down, but the rest struck the local oil refinery, which had been destroyed before. On Friday morning, two cruise missiles strikes caused serious destructions in the Sumy region, according to Dmytro Zhivitsky, head of the regional administration. The region has been under heavier fire of late, he told Ukrainian radio.
Вчора стріляли важкою артилерії. На жаль, загинув один мирний мешканець. Це за останні.
Yesterday they fired heavy artillery. Unfortunately, one civilian was killed. This was the first civilian fatality in the Sumy region in the last 4 weeks. Previously, after the region was liberated from the invaders, locals had been killed by landmines planted on west areas. Over the past 3 weeks, shelling has been increasing in intensity and density. We can't understand why they are doing it, because their shells explode in fields and forests and on the roads where there are no Ukrainian troops. They also target residential area, said Dmytro Zhivitsky. The neighboring Chernihiv region that also borders on Russia and was also liberated 5 weeks ago is now under threat as Russia is massing heavy artillery at the border. More and more Russian troops are retreating from Kharkiv, losing personnel and material in huge amounts on battlefields. The Russian army fights remotely, shelling peaceful towns and villages across the region. More and more civilians are killed and wounded each day. In one of them, Russian shells destroyed an outpatient clinic and a first aid station that housed a humanitarian headquarters. According to analysts with the Institute of War Studies, the Ukrainian counteroffensive in the Kharkiv region resembles the successful ouster of Russian invaders from the Kyiv, Chernihiv and Sumy regions in late March, early April. They also believe that Russia might abandon its initial plan to encircle Ukrainian troops on the Izyum-Slovyansk-Debaltseve line and try instead to encircle them in a smaller area in the Luhansk region. The forecast is based on reports about the arrival of more than 2,000 armored vehicles and other heavy weapons in the region. The invaders have thrown in all their reserves to break through our line of defense, said Serhii Haidai, head of the Luhansk region military. Administration. The situation is aggravating here. More than 2,000 pieces of heavy weaponry have been spotted moving across the region. They have also brought in a great lot of personnel. The Russian invaders are storming the town of Rubizhne and the Hirska community. The attacks come from Zolote on the outskirts of Severodonetsk. They repeatedly try to set up pontoon bridges to bring reinforcements across the Siversky-Donetsk River. We are holding out and we also have fresh reinforcements. But the invaders have been bombing and shelling our positions around the clock for more than 2 months. They failed to break through, so they tried to turn the region into a desert. Some of our villages and towns are 80% destroyed, said Serhii Haidai. The Russians keep trying to break through to the Azovstal steelworks, the last stronghold of the Ukrainian defenders of Mariupol. There are more than 1,000 Ukrainian soldiers there, but several hundred are wounded and some of them need to be urgently evacuated. Kyiv has proposed to swap heavily wounded Ukrainian soldiers for captured Russian servicemen, but Moscow is still silent. The war has united Ukrainians. While the military are heroically fighting for the motherland on the front lines, civilians in the rear do whatever they can to help their unfortunate compatriots. One of them is Volodymyr Brichka, a 67-year-old volunteer from the Rivne region. He has saved more than 1,800 people, bringing food to frontline areas and evacuating civilians on the way back. Recalling 52 babies and kids up to 3 years old that he evacuated from an orphanage near Kyiv, the man has tears in his eyes. They were cold and starving under Russian shelling for about a month. Their cries still ring in my ear, he said. When we were evacuating children from that orphanage, we asked whoever could help to hold the little kids. They were afraid because we were strangers. We just put them into the bus and drove off, said Volodymyr Brichka. The local authorities have decided to petition the central government for awarding him the highest title of Hero of Ukraine. But he says he is not a hero. He only does what he must do. Now he is on the road again, bringing aid to those who need it.